This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Tastes like that, so.
That is so good.
Okay.
You really get the...
I'm turning my chip around before I double dip it.
That's the crunching sound of Chef Emily Peterson, host of Sharp and Hot. On June 17th, Emily joined Leslie Tellez in her kitchen to chat Mexican food and Leslie's new cookbook, Eat Mexico, recipes from Mexico City's streets, markets, and fondas. As restaurants like Chipotle struggle to build a better tortilla, Eat Mexico provides a colorful and tangible way to create authentic Mexican cuisine in your own home.
I studied abroad in Spain in college, and I realized that while I liked living abroad, Spain was fine. I mean, Madrid's great, but it wasn't my... soul city that I felt like, oh, I need to be here forever. And it actually made me think, what about Mexico? And what if I lived there? And I think parts of the Spanish culture felt really familiar to me. So I thought, well, what if I lived in Mexico? You know, my family is Mexican American. It would be really cool to be able to get to know this culture in a similar way that I had gotten to know the Spanish culture. But the thought of being able to connect on a deeper level than I did in Spain was really appealing.
Cool.
So yeah, we spent most of our 20s trying to figure out how do we get ourselves to Mexico.
As a journalist, you've always had a profundity for writing. But when did you decide that you were going to make a cookbook?
I mean, I definitely had some angst and, you know, anxious feelings about what I was going to do with my time because I quit my job and, you know, I had worked and suddenly I was not working. And I didn't even have a child to care for. I was just a wife. A wife living off my husband's money. And so it was, when I got there, it was definitely difficult to sort of create a new identity for myself. I was just, let myself off the hook a little bit and realized, okay, I'm just going to explore. And the thing that I was drawn to the most was Mexican food. And so, yeah, it just was really strange the way all the stars aligned. A year and a half in, I had thought maybe there's some sort of book in this somewhere, and I originally thought maybe a memoir, but in the end I decided that my life was too boring to write a memoir. I didn't think there was a cookbook out there that focused just on Mexico City and that really let people know the way that people eat and the things that people eat and the informal food scene in Mexico on the street, on the markets, and that really was driven home to me after I started my tourism business in 2010 with a friend of mine. And we had so many clients who were so, just every client was constantly surprised by the freshness, by the deliciousness of everything that we were giving them on these tours.
What were some of the challenges you encountered when trying to write the book?
I was writing this recipe. I put, you know, corn husks for covering the pot. And my editor was like, how many? How about 36? I thought being pregnant and testing recipes was going to be the hardest part of the journey.
Any last advice on how to make the perfect tamale?
The tamale is basically a combination, like any recipe, right? A combination of different ratios with fats and liquids. And so in Mexico, it's really common to use lard, which I think tastes the best. In savory tamales. And in sweet tamales, you use butter.
You qualify your lard, don't buy the brick in the supermarket. So when you say lard, what are you referring to?
I'm talking about freshly rendered lard. So basically the really pretty, soft buckets or quart-sized containers that you can get from a butcher. It was actually really fun getting all of this stuff out because I haven't used it in a long time.
Oh, good.
Wow, food processor.
Whoa.
To learn more about Leslie and authentic Mexican cuisine, you can check out her blog, The Mija Chronicles. To find out dates and details about her current book tour, as well as how to purchase your own copy of Eat Mexico, you can also check out her website, eatmexico.com. And for more inside bites into kitchens across the globe, listen to Sharp and Hot Tuesdays at 2 p.m. This is Rachel Weisberg reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.